It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Bill Kite from the Glenwood Springs Historical Society is here. We've had so many conversations over the last year. It's kind of an exciting time.
It really is, and it's good to be here. Thanks again for the opportunity. Oh, I always have a good time when I'm here with you. And
well, we solve a lot of problems on the air and off, I think.
Right.
You've done a lot of work in the last year or so, and you kind of hit the ground running, and you haven't stopped.
Well, there's a lot to do, you know, and what we were trying to do at this point is be faithful to the words we got from the public when we did a survey online, and then we had two public meetings. People told us they wanted us to have more of a presence downtown. And when the opportunity came up with the Bullock family to be in the basement of where Summit Canyon used to be, we jumped at that opportunity. The window is short. We're going to have a opening here soon, but we're working busily trying to get that thing going for Doc Holliday's museum.
It's funny, you call it the old Summit Canyon Mountaineering Building. I would call it the old Bill Bullock's building.
Right. Oh, exactly. It was. You're absolutely right. It's just coming full circle back, isn't it? Yes.
Exactly. Speaking of history.
Yes.
One of the things that we've talked about a lot when you've come in is the fact that you're kind of outgrowing the current museum in downtown Glenwood. And so this is, at least for now, your answer to that.
Exactly. And we're working with businesses downtown. You know, it's really important to tie tourism and history together in a way that it becomes an economic engine. It's proven that for every $1 million spent on historic tourism, you get back 1.03 million back and create 14 or 15 jobs. So it is an economic engine, especially for a town like Glenwood that has such a rich history.
Yeah, no question about it. And you were actually, we talk about, I said you hit the ground running and you haven't stopped. You were mentioning to me before we got started, you know, the Derringer that was purchased.
Right.
You actually invested some of your own money into
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah, $5,000, because that was not done for us personally. The board of directors saw a vision for Glenwood and what it could do to bring people to Glenwood with a concentrated, you know, item that would tell a story. And at this point, it really, if it is or isn't the real thing, it's kind of doesn't matter because it's a notorious gun.
Well, and it created a lot of conversations.
Right.
It did.
And that doesn't mean we're not looking for the quote-unquote gun expert to come along, which I haven't found yet, to tell us, because when they do, they got to come out of the dark and say, here's why I'm an expert at telling you this, and this is why I'm telling you, and it's going to be before the public, because everything we've done with that gun has been public.
Sure, absolutely.
And so when I talked to one of the writers and experts about Doc, Victoria Wilcox in Georgia, she said, well, Bill, it might be better that you got a notorious gun than a historic gun. So we consider this an investment still, because like you say, think of the public affairs we got out of it, the publicity that came to Glenwood. And that's what we want, is we want people to be aware. We're going to tell the whole story as we know it when we put that gun on display, along with a pocket watch that belonged to Doc. It's a gift that they're giving to us, the folks that have it on loan. And so we've got the bullet puller that was Dr. Goodfellow's in Tombstone, and probably pulled the bullets out of some of the OK Corral folks. And all of this is due to Michael Chandler and his generosity at letting us borrow some items for that opening on August 12th.
And again, this opening on August 12th is that part is public, right?
Right.
On August 12th, again, in the basement of the Bullock's building, the old Summit Canyon Mountaineering building, depending
Correct.
On how far your memory goes back.
Exactly.
I'm sure it goes back further than that, but that's about where my memory stops.
At
8th and Grand in downtown Glenwood. Again, this is a satellite location for the Frontier Historical Museum, and you're going to start coming up with themes for these satellite locations.
Correct. We're working with businessmen. We'd like to have a theme for Teddy Roosevelt. He was here. His Western White House was Hotel Colorado. And so we haven't met with a lot of people yet, but we're hoping that this success will show to them that tourism guided by history is an economic engine. And that's what we want to do, is bring people for a really good experience when they come to Glenwood, both business-wise and history-wise, so that they learn something about what we have. We have such a rich history. And so we're going to have a sneak preview on August 11th for members and invited guests only. So if you want to come to this event, and it's going to be the event of Glenwood for a long time, you need to join the Historical Society. It starts at Frontier level at $30. But one of the ticket items that we've got for the auction, we're going to have a live auction. We're going to have music. We're going to have refreshments. A lot of things are going to be happening. We have been in touch with the Frank Machow family, and they are allowing us to auction off one of Frank's prints called Forest Fire. That shows a forest fire back in 1940 on Red Mountain outside of Glenwood. It's been appraised 2 years ago at $60,000. And we are really happy to work with them because we'll have a portion of that sale when it sells that will go to the Historical Society. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
1940 would have been before the ski area was even up
right,
there.
Right, exactly. And you know, his paintings, he was became the one of the really important American artists during his time. He unfortunately lived only to be 42 years old, but... his family lives in part of his family lives in Redstone, and Mike Machow and I talked yesterday and met for over an hour, and so this is just, you know, when you put good energy out, you get good energy back, and this is an example. I really want that painting to stay in this valley, so I'd like for someone to step forward and purchase that, and then hopefully, as we grow and get our new museum, we could borrow it and have it on exhibit. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for someone who really wants to pick up a wonderful work of art.
And that's only at the special members and invitation-only event that you'll be auctioning that? Okay.
Yep.
Again, on Friday, August 11th.
Yes, 6:30 to 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock p.m.
If you want to become a member so that you can participate in that live auction, maybe take home or... take home and then loan back. I did hear that. A beautiful piece of art. I have not seen it. Tell me the name of the artist again, Frank.
Frank Machow, M-E-C-H-A-U. He has a number of paintings. If you go to the Forest Service office, there's a beautiful mural there he did. There's a lot of prints there in Redstone Inn that you can go see that I've always admired. And then the post office in Carbondale has a print behind the counter there that you can see. Okay. I believe it's called Rodeo. But he did a lot of really good stylistic, modernistic, but also realistic works. He's an amazing man.
And he lived around here?
He did, yes. He lived in Glenwood for a while. You're absolutely right.
Darn bad. Like, so he lived in the early 20th century?
During the Depression, right.
Okay.
It was a really difficult time, but, you know, the government had a works... Progress Administration, and they did some art for people. So it was a wonderful time in some respects for artists, because Frank was able to really come of age during that time, and the public recognized the worth of his works. And
fascinating.
We're excited.
I'd love to see that that picture, and I have seen the paintings in the Redstone Inn.
Right.
It's neither here nor there. That's where my grandparents were married, believe it or not.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Right around the beginning of the Depression. Great time to get married, right?
Yeah.
Again, if folks would like to become members so that they can attend this special members and invitation-only event on Friday, August 11th, what can they do? How can they do that?
Well, they can come to the museum at 1001 Colorado Avenue, one block south of the post office. And if they haven't been to the museum, that'll give them a good chance. If they join, they get to go into the museum for free. But we're excited about these possibilities of satellite locations in Glenwood, of showing our history through businesses that are interested in helping us out.
And again, 1001 Colorado Avenue, and you said memberships start at $30 a year?
$30 a year.
So when you say they start at $30 a year, what are the differences in different membership levels? Do you have like a family, a business
we
membership,
do.
That kind of thing?
Right, okay. And it goes up. You know, when I joined this year, I was able to join at $500 because I figure if I'm going to ask people in businesses, especially to spend $250 for a business membership, then I've got to step up myself.
Yeah, you really believe in the organization and what you're doing there.
Absolutely, it's important. It's really important. We're losing part of our history, you know, daily. I mean, I really felt bad when we had not Chris Treble and I have a partnership, his True Media Foundation, trying to record on video people that have a great history in this town, and we lost Jerry Gamba here recently, and I really feel bad we weren't able to get him live on video. And you know, we lose these folks, and you never get back their stories, and the stories are what make history important. It's not the objects. It's the stories, and there's so many great stories in this town.
The objects are great anchors. They're great reminders of the stories, but you're right. It's still the stories that is really what's important, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Again, if you would like to attend the special sneak preview of the satellite location of the Frontier Historical Museum, it's on Friday, August 11th, but it's a members and invitation-only event. So if you're not one of the, I'm sure, small number of people that receive an invitation, you need to become a member. Again, starts at just $30 a year for an individual membership. And, you know, $30 a year toward helping preserve the history of this area and Western Colorado is a pretty small investment. And I love the fact, Bill, by the way, that your investment is twice as much what you're asking others when you're talking about businesses. I appreciate that because it, I think, lends a lot of credibility to what you're doing.
Well, you know, if you believe in something and have a passion about it, it catches if you really are serious about it.
Sure. So obviously it's catching.
Right.
Just with the stories you've told. And again, the Frank, say his last name again.
Maysho.
The Frank Maysho original of the, what's it called? Forest fire.
Forest fire, right.
Again, of the fire back in 1940 on Red Mountain, just to the west of Glenwood,
right.
Where the Red Mountain Trail is now. And, of course, the cross that's up there. And so it would have been around 1940 that Bill Grandstaff was living up there.
Right.
In that area.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
speaking,
you know,
of history.
It's just just a really important work, and I'm really hoping someone will step up to the plate here and buy it so that we can keep it in this valley.
You said it was appraised at $60,000.
Exactly.
So I assume that's probably where you'll start the bidding in this live auction.
Well, I don't know. We'll see with the auctioneer and with the family where they'd like to start. But I'd like to have some good bids come in here because, again, part of the proceeds will help out the museum.
And again, the public grand opening for the new satellite location at the corner of 8th and Grand, downstairs in Bullocks, or the old Summit Canyon Mountaineering Building, if you will. That happens on Saturday the 12th.
Right. It starts at 10 o'clock, and there'll be also a block party celebrating the end of us being able to drive across the bridge, which will be closed August the 14th. So we're expecting a really wonderful party and some good times. Whether or not you can come to the 11th sneak preview, please come to the grand opening. We've had people come in there ever since Bill put the little Doc Holliday Museum on the outside. Sometimes 25 people come in there wanting to see the museum a day. So it's going to be a really popular thing. We're going to have a bunch of artifacts again that, thanks to Michael Chandler, he's letting us borrow. And we've got some great security there with Vision Security that's doing our security for us. And the work, Barry Dunson was he's the project manager, one of our board members, who's just amazing. He's done a lot of the carpentry, most of the work inside the facility.
I think his parents live next door to my grandparents.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. Way back when.
Right. Yep.
All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what actually will happen. You mentioned some musical entertainment, some other stuff.
Right. Uh-huh.
During both of those events, we'll talk about that again. If you would like to attend the members-only event, the grand opening of the Doc Holliday Satellite Museum in the basement of Bullocks, you just stop by the Frontier Historical Museum in downtown Glenwood, 1001 Colorado Avenue. And again, memberships start at $30 a year. So it's pretty darn cheap considering what you get out of it.
Absolutely.
Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Bill Kite from the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. Of course, curators, I guess you might say, of the Frontier Historical Museum.
Right.
And now the Satellite Museum at the corner of 8th and Grand downstairs in Bullocks. You mentioned that you had a conversation with Bill Bullock about the basement space there. Did he approach you or did you approach him?
Well, he approached us, and it was through a mutual friend who came went down there and saw the space that you know, when they were starting to move in, and said, "Boy, this would make a great location for a satellite you know, museum." And so went and pursued it, and Bill and I struck up a chord, and we have a 10-year lease.
Wow.
So we're excited about what we're going to be able to do down there. And the show is going to be entitled Doc Holliday, Life, Legend, and Lore.
All right. And again, will the Derringer that we're not sure whether it was his or not, will that be a part of this show?
It will be, yes. Okay. It'll be there. And you know, that's just important because it shows Western history is composed a lot of times of lore, and you can't prove some of the stuff. We'd love to be able to prove it.
Kind of like where Doc Holliday was actually buried, right?
Right, exactly. And of course, he died there in the old Glenwood Hotel, which is what that used to be, that burned down in 1945.
For some reason, I thought it was across the street.
No, right there is okay. Where, and you'll be able to see one of the beams that still burned that we preserved down there in the original rock wall, so...
Oh.
We'll be telling that story along with the story about Doc.
Oh, that's very neat.
But we have some items. It's amazing, again, what comes to you once you put the word out and people with a similar passion start to help. We have a gentleman, a rancher in Parker, who's coming today to bring two saddles that MGM owned that made a lot of movies like True Grit, that sort of thing. And so we're going to sell one of those, auction off one of those saddles and keep one of them. And so... stuff like that. We have a lot of people coming with objects that that anyone could afford to that would help the museum by bidding on them.
True Grit, help me out, was filmed in part, at least, done by Gateway?
It was, yeah. That's Ridgeway.
Ridgeway, okay.
Yeah,
and it was one of the two.
Yeah, and John Wayne movie. And so these saddles, we're having provenance on them, but we're really hoping that people will be excited about that. Because their period piece saddles are just reconstructed. They're not original. You know,
sure.
They're made to
sure.
look like the...
But they were in the movie.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, so... yeah, it's we got some, like I say, some really good items that people can bid on that we're really fortunate.
And again, that will be the members-only event?
Members-only and invitation-only. And again, if you'd like to come, we'll just join the society. It's an easy way to get in.
Pretty simple. $30 admission. Sometimes for an event of this size and the caliber, that's really not bad. Plus... you get free admission to the museum for the entire year and the satellite location as well, Bill?
Right, absolutely. And we're working with the Cowboy Corral Singers to try to have them come in. And then, you know, we've also got...
how cool.
Yeah, it is. Jim Hawkins is going to play a couple of songs for us, one of which he wrote about Doc Holliday. So we're going to have fun time down there.
Awesome. Plus, again, the live auction featuring that original... forest fire from Frank
Machaut. Right.
And again, that's kind of your vision is collaborate, if you will, with local businesses to have a number of these satellite museums, each with a different theme. Now, the one at 8th and Grand is going to be Doc Holliday.
Right.
But maybe one regarding Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe one with the migrant workers that came here in the early part of the 20th century?
Absolutely. They, you know, came up at Spring Gulch, worked on the mines up there, worked in the mines in Newcastle. Very important part of our history because a lot of those immigrants then became prominent members of the community and still are today. And, you know, that's part of Glenwood's history as well. And we want to tell all those stories. We're excited about the opportunity to do that.
So live auction, again, the Frank Machaut forest fire painting will be auctioned at the members and invite-only event on Friday the 11th, as well as, did you say one or both of those saddles from the guy in Parker?
One of the saddles.
One of the saddles, right, that was in True Grit.
That's what we were told. It was in some other movies as well, so it's an MGM saddle. Has a tag on it that says MGM. And it's just a fun thing someone's going to want to buy.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
It would make if you've got a room where you've got enough room to display something like that, it would be very cool. And again, as you mentioned, hopefully that, as well as the painting, will be something that some philanthropist, someone will be happy to buy in the live auction and then loan back to the museum.
Eventually, it's gonna, when we get our new museum in a couple of years, we'd like to just have it back for a little while. Yeah, but if not, that's okay too. As long as it stays in the valley. We lose part of our art, we lose part of our history when things disappear like that. And here's a chance, a once in a lifetime opportunity, to have a real work of art by a master artist.
What about the I think you kind of mentioned this earlier, that you're trying to get like an old 30s, 40s vocal group to perform?
Well, yeah, they do cowboy music is what it is.
Okay.
And so, we've been talking with them and negotiating about what that's going to cost us, because, we've spent a lot of money on this satellite location.
Sure.
We saved a lot of money because there's a number of people. If I tried to list them all right now, I'd miss someone. But they will be listed there in the museum of all the people that have helped us make this possible. It's a community effort, and that's what I really want to emphasize here is, when you bring the museum to the community, which is what we're doing, that's not been done a lot before, and we want to make sure that people realize we're responding to what they told us they wanted us to do.
That's right. All of this is kind of the result of the survey that you and I talked about in the spring.
Right, exactly.
And the public meetings.
Right, and then we were going to do this fancy strategic plan and still are about it, but we can't wait and write something on paper. We got to put our vision in action, which we said we'd do, and we are. And so we are really looking forward for some help. A lot of things people can help us with between now and August 11th. Graphic artists, people that want to come help. But we've got the floor to lay. That's the last major step before we bring in the display cases. One of the display cases given to us by Restore, by Habitat for Humanity. So it's just been, Scott and his helpers there at Restore. Just amazing things happen when you start doing something for the community.
Again, the members-only and invitation-only event is Friday, August 11th from 6:30 to 9 in the basement of Bullock's. And then the next day is the big grand opening. And again, that's also where that block party is going to happen. As you mentioned, it's kind of the last hurrah before they close the Grand Avenue Bridge for at least 3 months.
Right.
They keep saying it's going to be 90 days, and everyone is so concerned about traffic and that kind of thing, and this is a little bit off topic, but yet not, because certainly right. This Grand Avenue Bridge project will become part of Glenwood's history.
Absolutely. And we have a chance here. We have a chance to make a new chapter of our own history by showing how important history really is to us.
Sure.
And giving really quality experiences to the visitors when they come here to Glenwood Springs.
So I have a prediction.
Okay.
I've told this to a couple people, and it's about 50-50. 50% of the people say, yeah, you may be right. The other 50% say, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I believe the Grand Avenue Bridge closure is going to be similar to Y2K. I think everybody is so concerned and looking ahead, they're going to be so overprepared, it's going to be easier than we think it is.
I hope that's true, because, we have to all work together. We live together, and we need to behave like grown human beings when something like this happens, because otherwise we're just going to stress ourselves out. And it's not worth it. Life's not worth it to stress yourself out and have road rage and have something happen when you just back off and leave earlier and so there's solutions to
it. There's that anthropology background.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I mean, there's going to be a walkway from, you know, from the other side of the bridge over to where the museum is.
And it lands pretty much right in your front door.
Pretty much. And the businesses, you know, we need to help those businesses, all of them in downtown. We need to work together to make sure they stay viable. And again, history can become an economic engine, and we're going to prove that here.
I've said for years that if you really want to keep downtown viable, you make it pedestrian friendly.
Right.
And certainly if you've got, back to your plan, a couple different destination locations where folks can learn about history and where they want to go, and there's some reason for them to walk around a little bit, I think that it could only help. Because, of course, when you're going from one location to the other, you're going to get thirsty or hungry.
Right.
Or you're going to want to buy something to take back home. And, yeah, it's, of course, just my opinion. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert in this area. By the way, again, the original Frontier Historical Museum is still open. It remains open. It
right.
will remain at 1001 right. Colorado Avenue. That's the main location. That's also where you can sign up for a membership.
Right.
If you would like to attend the members-only event on Friday, August 11th. But the new location is a satellite location dedicated to Doc Holliday. The grand opening event is called Doc Holliday Life, Legend, and Lore. And again, the special invitation and members-only event is on Friday, August 11th from 6:30 to 9. Then the big public grand opening the next day on Saturday, August 12th, starting at 10 in the morning.
Right, and come by and see us at the museum if you get a chance. Summer hours are 10 to 4 o'clock and every day but Sunday. And $5 for adults, $4 for seniors, and kids 12 and under are free. You can't beat a deal like that.
And if you become a member,
it's free all
it's
the
free
time.
All
right.
the time.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more about volunteers. You mentioned that you could use some of those, so we'll take a quick break and wrap up with that.
All right.
You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Bill Kite from the Glenwood Springs Historical Society is with us today, talking about the big grand opening of the first satellite museum of the Frontier Historical Society. I'm sorry, Frontier Historical Museum, Glenwood Springs Historical Society.
Right.
It's the first time this conversation I got that wrong, I guess.
It's okay.
Again, the members-only and invite-only event is on Friday, August 11th. Still selling memberships up until that day.
Right.
It's only $30 for a year. That's what it starts at. If it's a business, it's a little bit more than that. But that's where things start, really pretty reasonable. And then the public grand opening on Saturday, August 12th. You mentioned right. that you're still looking for volunteers to lay the floor down and kind of get everything set up in that satellite space.
Right. And so people, come by. We'll be working down there when the store opens at 10 o'clock. Somebody will be there. Usually Barry has been really great about helping have volunteers help. And we really want to thank Bill Bullock and the Bullock family for this opportunity. It was Lisa Langer of the Tourism Bureau that got down there and said, look at this location. Wouldn't this be great for a satellite location? We'd been talking about that. So I want to give her credit, too, and really thank Michael Chandler for his generous loaning of a lot of items that we're going to, historical items we'll have there at the grand opening.
So starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, if you want to help out, just go downstairs at Bullock's.
Take a look at what we're doing, and we'll try to put you to work if you got a skill we need.
All right, perfect. And again, the museum is open 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday. Just stop by. You can purchase a membership. And again, anybody that has a membership gets into that special members-only and invite-only grand opening of Doc Holliday Life, Legend, and Lore, Friday, August 11th, 6:30 to 9:30. Everyone is welcome to stop by on Saturday, August 12th for the grand opening starting at 10 in the morning. Of course, that's in coordination with the big block party
right.
on 8th Street there as well.
And we'll be looking for some sponsors, too. We have quite a few already that we'll give credit to for the help with what we're doing here, but we could always use some more help.
All right. And you mentioned that you're looking for volunteers in other areas as opposed to just the manual, the physical stuff.
Right, yeah. And come talk to us. We'll work something okay. out with you.
Okay. So if you think you have something to offer and you're excited about the history of Glenwood and this area, do you have a priority list, Bill? Is it primarily Glenwood and then areas further out, or is it kind of a case-by-case basis?
I think a case-by-case basis, okay. yeah. We serve the whole valley, and we're proud of that fact.
Right. And, of course, just kind of in closing, you are working together with the other historical societies throughout Garfield County for the the question in November. Remind me what you're calling that.
Well, it's a historic initiative is what it is, and trying to get the public to say this is how we can help because we're about to lose the Railroad Museum, folks, and you lose a Railroad Museum with what they have in that museum because of the upping of the price for rental of that facility. They may not be able to make that unless on the ballot you check that little mark that will fund the historical societies of all of Garfield County.
Right. So it's not just Glenwood in that case.
Right.
Talking about all of the historical societies, and you're all kind of speaking with one voice, I guess you might say.
Exactly. In that case. Yeah. Historical Garfield County.
And we'll probably talk more about that later on as well. Right. But I figured. Well, since we're having the conversation, it probably bears mentioning.
Right, appreciate that.
Again, if you would like to attend the special sneak preview members-only event, which will allow you access to the live auction of that Frank Meshaw forest fire painting, as well as the saddles that were owned by MGM.
Right, and a lot of other items, too. So,
all right. Any other that you think we should mention?
No, I don't want to leave out anything that's really important.
Fair enough.
I'd like it to be a surprise.
Fair enough. Again, you can bid on all of those live auction items on Friday the 11th if you're a member or if you're on that very short special invitation list. And again, everyone is welcome to attend the grand opening of the new satellite location of the Frontier Historical Museum on Saturday the 12th starting at 10 o'clock. And it's you go right from there into the block party for the big celebration of the Grand Avenue Bridge project, the beginning of the end, as it were.
Right, exactly.
I think they call it Phase 3, but I like the beginning of
beginning
the end.
Beginning of the end, I like that.
Or would that be the end of the beginning? I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Right.
Bill, all the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.